Donald Trump endorses Marco Rubio, he will never let the great people of Florida, or our country, down. By Hannah Blow on April 9, 2021. Former President Donald Trump formally endorsed Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, who is up for re-election next year, describing the senator as a tireless advocate for the people of Florida and all of the forgotten men and women of America. "It is my honor to give U.S. Senator Marco Rubio my complete and total endorsement," the 45th president said in a statement. Marco has been a tireless advocate for the people of Florida, fighting to cut taxes, supporting our Second Amendment, our military and our vets, a strong national defense, and all of the forgotten men and women of America. He continued, praising the Florida senator for working with him throughout his presidency to reform the VA, help small businesses grow, and nix the debunked Trump-Russia collusion narrative Democrats vehemently pursued. "Marco worked with me to reform the VA and help our small businesses grow. And with his help, we achieved the lowest ever unemployment for women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and almost all Americans. Together, we work closely with the Cuban and Venezuelan communities, and have made great progress." He also ruled that President Trump was in no way involved with Russia, as he presided over the Senate Intelligence Committee on the fake Russia hoax. "Marco will never let the great people of Florida, or our country, down," Trump added. The endorsement comes a long way from where the two stood during the contentious Republican primary prior to the 2016 election, which saw a bitter back and forth between the two candidates, as Trump commonly referred to the Florida senator as Little Marco. Trump ultimately trounced the Florida senator in the Sunshine State by double digits, triggering Rubio's departure from the race. But throughout Trump's presidency, the two appeared to establish a friendly working relationship. "I am grateful for President Trump's endorsement and his leadership on the major issues facing our nation, including the threat from China and the need to bring good jobs back to America," Rubio said in a statement Friday following Trump's endorsement. "Democrats are trying to undo everything we accomplished over the past 4 years. But I will continue to fight for the forgotten men and women of this country and deliver results for hard-working Florida families," he added. At this point, Rubio is not expected to have any major Democrat challengers, although Florida Politics reported that Representative Stephanie Murphy of Winter Park has been pulling her chances, building a campaign structure, and taking frequent shots at Rubio in recent weeks. In recent days, Rubio has slammed the emergence of woke corporate hypocrites such as Delta Airlines, grilling the company after it expressed opposition to Georgia's recent election law. Delta Airlines is a business partner with the Chinese Communist Party, the same Chinese Communist Party that is committing genocide against Uyghurs Muslims, Rubio stated in a tweeted video. Rubio doubled down in a letter to Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian, describing it as the height of hypocrisy to claim Georgia's revised election law is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values while you continue to partner with a government that is actively engaged in genocide.